Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
ABC's Derek Dennis with us now as we take a look at the retirement of Justice Stephen Breyer from the Supreme Court. And Derek, what indication did you guys get leading to Justice Breyer's decision to retire?
Well, he's been hitting at it for the better part of the year. In fact, in September, Justice Breyer appeared on ABC's Good Morning America, hinted at his retirement then, saying he did not want to die on the court. And so we have this word today that he's planning to retire in about 6 months. It's coming from sources confirmed by ABC News, not the justice himself, because there's a certain protocol that has to take place. He writes a formal letter, sends it to the White House, and then an announcement is made. That process is either underway or hasn't quite yet happened yet. And so, but ABC News is learning, and multiple outlets are reporting that Justice Breyer will step down from the Supreme Court in 6 months from now, giving President Biden plenty of time to name a successor. And it is of the utmost importance to President Biden that he name someone who is liberal, just as liberal as Justice Breyer, to maintain that liberal wing of the court.
Who could Biden pick?
Well, he has indicated, as past statements he made on the campaign trail, as a campaign promise, that he would nominate a black woman to the Supreme Court. He said at the time it is long overdue. And today, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that President Biden stands by his words that he will nominate someone, a black woman, to the Supreme Court. And so we're waiting for that to come in the coming days or weeks or months. And there are several names that have been talked about already, many of them serving as justices on lower courts. And so the Supreme Court would be the next level for them to reach.
And the retirement from Justice Breyer, this doesn't affect the liberal-conservative balance much on the high court.
Absolutely not. So there are nine justices on the court. Six of them are conservative. Three are liberal-leaning. And so Justice Breyer's replacement being a liberal won't affect that balance at all. It'll still be a liberal-leaning court, with former President Trump naming three conservative justices during his term in office, really cementing the conservative bent of the court. But maintaining that liberal wing at least has a liberal voice or set of voices on the court, something that would be very important to liberals and progressives as well, and of course to President Biden.
Any names floating up as a possible nominee?
Well, there are a number of names. You know, I hesitate to give them all because, you know, it could go any way. But certainly D.C. Circuit Court Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, California Supreme Court Justice Leandra Kruger. There are about six or seven other names or seven names in all that have been bandied about. Again, all of them black women, which would be in line with President Biden's campaign promise at the time that he would nominate a black woman.
All righty, Derek, thank you very much. That's ABC's Derek Dennis live from Washington.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
What?
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.